Hello. We in the fellowship are a people called by God to communicate his love deeply into the hearts of men by living his life, preaching his word, and by the manifestations of the Holy Spirit. We would love to take you on a journey into the very heart of God. Come with us as we journey together. This is the fellowship.
It's about to change forever. Father, we thank you. Blessed be God. Hallelujah. I actually missed this house last week. Of course, I came, but I just sat at the back a little bit and I ran out. You know, but if I had my way, I would have turned down that meeting and just sat down. You know, but I had to go. But we thank God for what God is doing in the lives of men, both here and other places and around the world, as God is helping us and is sending his word. And I also, of course, listened to... How many of you have listened to last week's message? How many of you have listened to it? I know I'm asking because a lot of you don't listen to the message. Once it has passed, it has passed. You just say, Kai, we were blessed. You know, sometimes you have to keep listening and listening to those messages so they bless you. I wasn't around, but I listened to the message. I prayerfully listened to it. And I was blessed. Hallelujah. And if I was blessed listening to it on a record, how much more those who were around? How many of you were blessed last week? How many of you will celebrate the man of God for... The Lord bless you. Thank you. So please do well to listen to these messages as they come. And we're actually trusting the Lord. Thank God for how God is building some of the other platforms that we have, particularly our social media platforms, I mean. And we're actually trusting the Lord to build... in recent times, even though we're building on all of them, please, I want us to focus on those platforms. We're trusting the Lord to build our YouTube particularly. So please, if you've not subscribed to our YouTube, please do. Please. Do we have the YouTube, this thing, the Fellowship HOL? Do you have the YouTube, whatever you call it? Is it address or something? Okay, if you don't, please, just the Fellowship. I think the Fellowship is fine. Or you can just type Pastor Ben Maggi, or Benjamin Maggi, on YouTube. When you see the Fellowship, okay, I think they are saying you should raise my voice. I can see the signal. But it's okay. Let me talk a little louder. So you would probably, if you see the Fellowship, please subscribe. And don't just subscribe. Watch those materials, like, share, comment, and let's trust together to build the platform as much as God will help us, and then so we can also be a blessing to as many as possible. We're trusting God to put materials there that will really edify you as we go on. I'm doing all of this because I want us to take off without any interruptions. All right, one more thing before we sit down. The Lord just laid this in my heart to do, and that's why I'm doing it. It's not for anything. In actual sense, the fellowship began... 2016. Of course, we've evolved. There have been some few changes and all of that. And I can remember the first meeting we had in the fellowship. The first meeting we had in the fellowship where we were around 12. We're 12. And that was, we're 12 for a while. It wasn't just the first meeting, we're 12 for a while. And that was a major crowd. Hallelujah. Yeah, that was a major crowd. I know one person who was here, and I want us to celebrate that person. But if you know you were here in that first meeting, the first meeting, can you raise your hand? The first, when we started 2016, the first meeting. Sorry? You see? Yes, TLT 2016. Wow. Okay? Come. So you were here that time. I didn't know. Come. We actually began by praying in my house for a while. We prayed for a while, then we started. And then when we started that 2016, when we started, no, it's not for anything. These people. Well, if you are led by the Spirit, no problem. You know, we actually began that day after praying for a while, and we started. And you have no idea. Now, I don't know why I'm saying this. Maybe it's for somebody. You have no idea the courage that it took to start. You had no idea. Actually, the first meeting we had, I can remember very well, because we were still praying in my house when the Lord now said February 13th, 2016. So I went to check, and it was because we started on a Saturday. We were doing Saturday before we moved to Sunday. You know, so I checked, and it was a Saturday. I said, oh, beautiful. So that's how the next year we began. When we started praying in my house, we were six. We're praying and praying and praying and praying. And when it was time to start, out of the six, three were nowhere to be found again. So we're only three majorly that started. But the first meeting we had, we were 12. After the first meeting, I just said, God, you want us to, okay, let's start. We have started. Of course, I already knew so many of the things God will have us do. After the first meeting, people were like, wow, we're so blessed. That's amongst the crowd of the 12. We're so blessed. And after as they were saying all that, I was asking the Lord, Lord, what next? Hallelujah. I was just asking the Lord, Lord, what next? You know, the reason I was doing all of that was because, of course, God gave me the instruction and told us to start, but he didn't tell me everything about it. And we have not even started seeing anything yet. Yes, we haven't started seeing anything yet. But I had to... I'm actually shocked. I actually knew Shady was there, but I didn't. I'm surprised, you know. But I had to ask them to come out because... Now, I told you we were 12, right? Now, the question is... Where are the other 10? Listen, there's nothing wrong with the other 10. I'm just trying to show you something. Okay? This journey is in phases. Eh? That certain people live your life does not mean that that is the end of your journey. Yes. So don't cry over it. Now, for that period of time, there have been all kinds of shakings, all kinds of ups and downs, you know. But then, we still have two of these comrades who were still there from that time till now. Yes. Yes. In the midst of everything, they believed in the vision. They stood by it. It didn't look like it. It doesn't look like what it is now. It doesn't. There's nothing. In fact, I remember the first time Pastor James came after that meeting. I think it was much later, not immediately, of course. When we now became a little closer, he now got the courage to tell me that when he came, he was like, This is that they don't plan to move. Why are they not? Because then we're not using anything. It's just one guitar. And then I was using a tab to record before, but I noticed that every time I walk away from the tab, it will look like I'm speaking from a hole. So wisdom came. I told one of us who was a tailor then, I said, sew me a bag that I can put my phone inside. It's a small bag. So that time, when I come up to preach, you see me hang something like a herbalist. It's not, it's my phone. I will hang it and put my phone inside and press record. And that's how we recorded our messages. So that anywhere I move to, the recording is following me. Hallelujah. Now here we are. You see, your life may not look like it now, but if there's anything God has told you, hold on to it. Run with it. If it is God that said it, it will speak. You see, that a man lives your life does not mean the end of you. It just simply means that that man's part of the story has ended. So, you see, at the end of the day, it will just be that as you continue, the man has denied himself the privilege of being a part of the next phase. There's nothing wrong with that. It's part of the journey. Hallelujah. So can you put your hands together for them again? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, stretch your hand towards them. Let's just pray for them. Stand, don't worry. Stand. I'm led to speak over your lives. Okay, go and stand there and face me. Go down, stand there and face me. Both of you. Lift up your hands. We bless you in the name of Jesus. We bless you in the name of Jesus. We bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Now I'm praying for them. And as I'm praying for them, by extension, I want you to just receive, because what's going to happen on them is what God is releasing for certain persons here. Your life don't look like it. It doesn't look like it now. It doesn't even look like what God has said. But grace is coming upon you. And your life is about to change forever. I usher you into a new season of divine visitation and supernatural celebrations. Certain struggles in your life are coming to an end by this impartation now. The Lord is going to silence your enemies. He's going to shut out the doubts. And you're stepping into a season where His word over your life will begin to materialize. And His word became flesh. Wow. There are spiritual entities and beings that are responsible to ensuring that things that are in the spirit can be converted into the physical. And so what it is, whatever it is that has been spoken concerning you, concerning your life, that has lingered for a while, you've waited. Now. Step into the arena of performance. Step into the arena of performance. That's right. Step into the arena of performance. Abahastavi kabobra shevenambraya. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. As I say this, I see men receiving it. I see men receiving it. Seven. Please, you may need to help just in case the ushers are not around your side. It's what I hear by the Spirit of the Lord, and I decree it. Seven. It is your season of celebration. It's your season of celebration. That seed that has been planted into you by the Lord, men are about to celebrate it. Help. Men are about to celebrate it. Men are about to celebrate it. Yes, the Lord is placing a demand on it. Grace, help. Oh my goodness. God is placing a demand on it. Small things are about to become great. Small things are about to become great by the mighty hand of God. Small things, yes. That's the release of His anointing upon someone. Arabaya Benaya. Small things are about to become great. I just heard this now, and I will say it as I'm commanded. I don't know who that is for, but your season of appearing, your season of appearing. Your season of appearing. I see the Lord putting your feet on a mountaintop. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask that even as we go into your word, you prevail in the midst of your people. We open our hearts to what you're doing. Wow. 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 I keep hearing celebration. I just kept hearing celebration. I just kept hearing celebration. I just kept hearing that. I just kept hearing that. A powerful garment of the spirit of joy is resting on someone now. The garment of the spirit of joy. I just kept hearing celebration. It doesn't look like it, but I just kept hearing celebration. Can we just rejoice in this place? Just, you don't need a song. Just rejoice.
Rejoice. Rejoice. Ha 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 ha.
Thank you, Father. Father, we ask for your help. Come, be your sin. We declare your majesty. Come, be a seer. We declare. But the king is about to remember your name. Yeah. Someone you had known for a long time who traveled abroad that is supposed to be of great help to you, who seemed to have forgotten you, is about to call you. And you will recover all. Yes. True. You will testify. Even for the many years of silence, they will pay you for it. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Please sit down. Very quickly, Genesis chapter 1. Very quickly, Genesis chapter 1. I want you to be very attentive and sensitive to the Spirit. Your life will not remain the same after tonight. From verse 26, our next week is Holy Ghost Miracle Service. Amen. Invite as many people as you can. Tell your family members, even those that don't believe, tell them, come. Just come once. Hallelujah. Just tell them. Say, please, just you people should just come. Let's go. If we need to trek and trek back, no problem. But let's just go. Your lives will not be the same again. verse 26. We'll read down to verse 30. Are we ready? Are we ready? 1, 2, 3, let's go. And God said, let us make man. We're not reading. Let's read as loud as we can. 1, 2, 3, let's go. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image, and in the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be what? For meat. Verse 30. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was what? And it was so. Now, we'll go very far. I will just build. I'm not sure we'll finish it today. But let's see how far God will help us. So, from here, one of the things we see, which we have always known, is the fact that God gave man dominion over everything he created in time. Somebody say, over everything he created in time. Yes, man has dominion over them. Not just the plants, not just the animals. That's why he said that they should subdue the earth. Okay? It's the entire system, not just the plants and the animals. But God gave man dominion over everything that was created in time. Now, if you read the first verses of Genesis chapter 1, which I believe we would have done before for most of us, you would realize that God created stuff in 6 days. Are we correct? On the seventh day, then he what? Then he rested. If you look at the things that God created in the 6 days that he created, there are so many things that we see today that are not part of the things that were created. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, virtually everything that is in this house, in this building now, was not mentioned as the things God created. This pulpit was not created by God. Are we correct? The chairs you are sitting on, the clothes that you wear, even the building, the house itself. So when you look at those things, you would realize, I'm trying to build something, okay? So we'll go far, don't worry. So you would realize that when God created all the things he created in 5 days, how he separated the waters, how the firmament, how he made the light, how he separated the earth from the water, you know, and all of those things, and he made the plants, and he made the animals, and all that. They were all done in 6 days. And after doing all of those things, then he made man, and then he now said that man should subdue the earth. Then the Bible now made us understand, if you go towards the end, he now said that everything that he had made, both the animals and the plants, he had given to us. Are we correct? He went further to make us understand that yes, the plants have been given even to the animals to feed, but even the animals has been given to us to exercise dominion. You see, that is deeper than we think a lot of the times. Let's go to Genesis chapter 2. Let me show you something. As we establish so we can begin to gain understanding. In Genesis chapter 2 from verse 19, we'll read from verse 19 to 24. The Bible said, and out of the ground, let's read this together too, because it's still our beginning scripture. 1, 2, 3, let's go. Out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air. And he brought unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was what? The name thereof. Continue. And Adam gave names. Yes, and to the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found an help meet for him. Continue. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from the man, he did what? And then he brought her unto the man. 23, okay. This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. Because, verse 24, therefore shall a man and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be what? Now, I want to give a very vivid example today, and I want to use somebody to do this drama. So I don't know which young man will donate himself. I need a donated fellow. Who is coming now? Okay. Somebody. It's a serious drama we do. Give me these four chairs. Give me mine. Just give me any empty chair. Give me like three or four. Four. Bring it up. Put them together. Put them together. Put them together. I'm sure everybody can see. Right? Okay. They are not together. Now let them stay on together. Okay? Now I'm sure, I don't think you are too tall that you cannot lie on this. So lie face head up, like up. Lie completely. It's me and you that will do the service today. Oh, you need one more chair for your head? Eh? Your shoe can go down. Let the head find where to stay. Hallelujah. Now, please follow me. The Bible said, no, don't worry. It's fine. It's fine. It's okay. I'm trying to show us what God did in creation. When he began to create, okay, in the first day upon creation, he said, let there be light, you know, and then the first thing he had to do was to create the day itself, so that we have the evening and the morning being the first day and all of that. And then so he continued creating stuff. And when he had created the plants, he made the plants, you know, he had separated water, he had done all kinds of things that he was going to do. Please help me with that water. Just give me one water. Okay. We have the water bodies, you know, the firmaments and all of that. He created all everything. He created the animals. When he was done creating all the other things he wanted to create, then he went to form man in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Are we correct? Now, the moment he made man, okay, he didn't make any other thing. The Bible said that was the sixth day. Are we correct? Now, so it took... Man alone took a day for creation. Whatever that day means is not what we are talking about today. But after he made man, he didn't make any other thing again. And you know, usually when you are done with what you are supposed to do, let's say for those who bake, for example, okay, you use the flour and you are done. Usually you, just so that you empty what you are, as in empty your hand, you don't want anything to waste. So what do? You will clean the hand, as in the remaining flour, okay, on the, whatever you are doing. Am I correct? Are we correct? Because you are not a waster, you are not wasteful. That's exactly what God did with man. And I'm trying to show you something. At the point where God made Adam, okay, God didn't have to make any other thing. Every other thing that God would need to make, okay, if at all he's going to make anything, at the point of creating this man, okay, he could now rest. Now, that's the reason why You will notice in this scripture, the Bible said, look at what the Bible said. And out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air. And then he brought them unto Adam to do what? To see. So what he was trying to do here, it was like quality control. It's like where you are vetting. Okay? Let me see if this man actually got everything that I gave to him. Now, I want you to know that when God made the animals, they were not nameless. Are you understanding me? They were not nameless. It's not like they did not have a name in God. It's not like he created them and they just came and then there was no name. No, they were intentional. He created them intentionally. They had their names. But now God was trying to now see if what he made was in complete alignment with him. So the Bible said, to see what he will call them. And whatsoever Adam called every creature, that what? He didn't say that became their name. Are you seeing that? He said that was the name thereof. So it means that Adam was able to name every animal, okay? Every animal. Think of the number of animals we have. Adam was able to name all of them and he didn't make a mistake. He got the exact name of the animals as they are in God's heart. So there was never one of those animals that Adam named and God said, you didn't get this one right. Let me correct you. It was so exact. And the reason was because when God had finished making the man, okay, everything that would have been needed for any further creation was in him. So, because of that, continue, 20. And the Bible says, Adam gave names to all the animals and to every beast of the field. For Adam, there was not found an help meet for him. 21. And so, the Lord now had to cause a deep sleep. Have you seen a deep sleeper before? How many of you have it? You have deep sleepers in your house? Or you are the deep sleeper? If you are the deep sleeper, you will not know that they have deep sleeper in the house. Now, if you see a deep sleeper, there's no difference between that man and a dead man. Anything can be going on. He will wake up the next day and he will be asking, rainfall? Some people can even sleep in their rooms and wake up in the kitchen the next day. And they'll be asking, how did I get here? I was told when I was growing up, as a very small boy, I was told that there was a day that I woke up from my room and I took the gate key from the dining table and I said I was going out. I was told. So if I say I was told, you know what I'm trying to tell you. I was delivered from it a long time ago. Anyways. But when you see a deep sleeper, okay, there is nothing that happens around his environment that he knows about. Now, that's a man who, just in case that deep sleep is a demonic oppression. Or maybe just his own it's just him. Imagine when God causes a deep sleep on a man. No, just imagine that. When God causes a deep sleep on a man. So the Bible said, and the Lord caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. It would be practically impossible for Adam to know what is about to happen. But now, and when he slept, he took out of his ribs. The reason why God will have to take out of him to form the woman is because he had exhausted everything that he will use in creation on the man. So if God was going to create any other thing, he could not, as far as the earth is concerned, he could not do it.
without this creature called a man. Because upon finishing this man, he put everything that was left here. So when Adam was able to call the names of the animals, it was out of that possibility. Now God has taken out of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. Then the rib which God, the Lord, God had taken from the man, it was from there that he did what? That he made the woman. And then he brought her unto the man. Now, why do you think that God would want to say things like he would not do anything on earth without first telling his prophet? It's not possible. I'm trying to show you something. So, from there, he formed the woman, and then he brought the woman to Adam. Mind you, this man was cursed. They cursed what on this man? A deep sleep. The moment Adam saw her, he said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh, and she shall be called woman because she was taken out of what? A man." Question: how did he know that she was taken out of him? Now, I'll tell you how he knew. Because she has always been in him. Are you following me? Please follow me. You understand something today. Because she has always been in him. And so he had to say all of this, and then, of course, their journey continued. I'm bringing this scripture out to make you understand that there are many other things that God, if he wanted to, like for example, this microphone that I'm holding in my hand now. Is it impossible for God to create a microphone? Is it impossible? Is it impossible? Answer me, I need a response. It's not impossible, right? So how comes when he was making everything he made, he didn't make this? How comes he didn't make the glass? Because since he had exhausted what he wanted to make in man, now he could rest. Any further creation can happen with the interaction of these two. The other things he made in 5 days and the inspiration in this man that he made on the sixth day. When Adam saw Eve, Adam identified her and knew her. Because she had always been in him. You see this microphone that you're seeing here? This microphone, for us, probably the day we bought it was the first time we knew there was such a mic. But for the person who invented this mic, before it was made like this, it was first in him. If after manufacturing the mic, or maybe he gave the design, probably he wasn't the one that manufactured it, what came out was this. What will he do? He will reject it. Do you know why he will reject it? Because even though this looks like something that is useful, this was not what I saw of course it's in my spirit, but this was not what I saw inside of me. So because it is not what I saw, this is not what I'm looking for. So when the Lord brought Adam and he brought all the animals so that Adam can begin to watch and give them their names, the Bible says God brought them so that, and then he was watching to see what Adam would call them. As you are. As you are. There are many other things that are within you. In their raw form. But They don't show up as a mic or as a wooden table.
It won't show up like that.
Before this came up, somebody had to look at a tree, what you call a plant. And when he saw the tree, even though the name is tree, he saw another thing in the tree. I'm trying to bring somebody out of mediocrity. That's why we came today. He saw another thing in the tree. He was not limited by the name tree. When he saw a tree, he was seeing a wood. So he took out time, to invest. He invested time in the area of what he saw. And that's how a stool became possible. You see, you don't have to be limited by what is already created.
Did you hear what I said?
You don't have to be limited by what is already created. There are 1,001 possibilities in every man. But you see, those possibilities will not manifest in themselves until one, you begin to look beyond. You begin to look beyond the face value of what was created. Everything God created were raw materials.
Yes. Everything. I was trying to do a study recently, and I found out that this glass, as hard as it looks, one of the major components that they use in making glass is water. One of the major components that is used in making glass is water. As hard as this looks.
But how can that be possible?
A man, like this, has many possibilities.
As for creating the woman, the man had to be opened, and God brought out something and made a woman. And the man saw the woman and now said, "This is flesh of my flesh and bone of my bone. And she shall be called woman because she was taken out of the man."
You see, one of the major hallmarks of revival is inventions. I know we talk about revivals, we talk about inventions. Is a major hallmark of revival. Come, you are studying medicine, are we correct? You are in what year now? And you are 600 level.
As good as medicine is, there are still many more grounds to cover. Do you understand? Now, being a child of God, is an advantage that we already have. You don't have prophetic dimensions for nothing. No. You see, let me tell you, the problem is that most of us, when we get impacted, what we think these impartations are about is that one day they will give you microphone to come and stand here and say, stand up.
I'm seeing J. As I'm looking at you now, you have an account with GT. And this is how much that is in your account.
You say, man, see, prophetic. See, let me tell you the truth. In the actual sense of the word prophetic, it's beyond just saying things. It's beyond just saying things. It's inventing things. We have been limited to the four walls. That's why it is now looking like a spiritual man is a nuisance to society.
Yes.
Even in the Old Testament, spiritual men were always the solution to the problems. No, it doesn't end at let's pray. Let's just pray about it. It doesn't end there. Prayer is an essential. But there's much more in prayer. Are you following me? I'm not saying there's much more outside prayer. There's much more in prayer. As we begin to pray, one of the things that should happen to us is that possibilities open up to us. So, now, as you answer, you are reading, they are teaching you all the things they need to teach you. Yes, that's beautiful. But you can prophetically now begin to say, wait, you see this cancer thing. It will not be that I will leave this world and I won't get the answer to it. It's not just about having a miracle service. Yes, that's important. But much more, you know, when I hear people say that it is lack of faith for you to take medicine or take medication, I laugh. It's lack of faith to take medication. When your wife wants to give birth, deliver her in the house. No, don't call a doctor. Just tell her push. It's lack of faith for you to take medication. So how comes when you want to go to town, you used to enter bus? No, just stay in your house and like. No, do that. Just keep doing that. Then you go to town. Be delivered from foolishness. Be delivered. One day I was talking to somebody and we're talking and the person was saying, hey, you're trusting God for it. I said, yes, I believe in miracles. I believe in healings. We pray for it. We see it every day happening. But you see, sometimes when you've prayed and then it's not coming in that way, take your medication. There are people who even take medication and it didn't work. So take medication and pray it works. Speak over the, as I take you, you will do what you're supposed to do in this body. Because some of the people you are even talking about, okay, that you say they are men of faith, like our fathers, like Bishop Oyedepo and the rest, they have hospitals. No, not they go to, they have hospitals. So why should close it now? See, it is so important that even Jesus was going to give an example. And then one of the things he used to refer to the fact that he is needed by the people, he used the word physician. That's another word for doctor. He said, he that is well does not need what? A physician. Please listen to me. I'm not trying to bring down your faith. Say, if God told you that you should not take medication, God can give you instructions on certain things. Okay? Yes. The same way, some of you now, as you are, God has told you that you should not be doing borrow me. How do they do that? MTN, borrow. That you borrow recharge card. Some of you, God has told you that stop borrowing. So stop. Because the way you are going, one day they will just come and collect your SIM card. So as he is, okay, he is doing all of the study he is doing, okay? There's, in that, you can trust God for a dimension. And God will begin to give you wisdom. Did you notice that? In Daniel chapter 1, we've read that here before. In Daniel chapter 1, when the four Hebrew boys were taken with those other guys, okay? They took men who were knowledgeable, who were intelligent, young boys who were intelligent and all those things. They took them to teach them, okay? So they went to learn. But in the midst of their learning, the Bible said the Lord gave the four boys wisdom. So there is that which the Lord can give you. In the midst of all of this, eh? Because, oh, you don't know. The answer to cancer is not in heaven anymore, it's in a man. The answer to anything that is not available on earth now is in a man. Anything. It's not in heaven. Anything that is not available on earth now and is needed is in a man. If God would be able to bring a woman out of a man, what do you think cannot come out of this man? The houses that we see today that are built, they came out of this man. This pulpit, this microphone, the cars that are moving around came out of this man. This man is not an ordinary man. In whatever field you are in, there are many other things that can happen in that field. They are in this man. Now, but you see, the problem is this. Is that when I begin to talk about this man, you're thinking of one John Lee Hu. God bless you, God said that. You're thinking of one John Lee Hu that is in China. Or Adam Smith that is in US. Or Jimmy Carter. Those are the kind of names that are coming to you. You're not thinking of Obinna. Sounds funny, but it's true. You're not thinking of Musa. When they tell you, the moment, if you even go to the market now and you want to buy something, and they tell you that, do you know who designed this car? You say, who? Say it's a lady. Her name is Obiageli. You say, wait. Where's the one that was designed by Smith? Silver Smith. Some of you are praying for things that God has already done. And those things he has done them in you. Yes. I'm not saying, it is not motivational, I hope you know. Okay. He has done them in you. I say, God, oh God, can you give me money. I want the kind of money that when I have like this, my whole family, they will not cry again. And God is saying, hey, so why are you disturbing me? See, I need you to give me now. God has never given anybody money. He doesn't give money. Of course, by his sovereign will, he can do all kinds of things. But so now you are walking around and you are thinking, you are just in your poverty. You know, poverty is a terrible thing. In your poverty. Adam, please, you can stand up. Don't worry. You can go. Go on. Can we clap for Adam? Meanwhile, I didn't just do that. Open up your heart. There is grace for invention. Are you hearing me? Yes. There's grace. There's a window. So, you know, poverty can be a very terrible thing. Some of you can be so broke that you're just walking on the road and you're thinking, ha, make I just pick $1 million. What's wrong with you? As I just say, worker now, you can even, you want to now share in your frustration. Maybe you're working with a friend. You say, oh boy, if we just see $1 million now, what do you go do? Poverty spirit. Meanwhile, how God does it is that the Bible makes us understand that He gives us power to get wealth. So you're in the midst of all kinds of wealth, but you're not doing anything about it, and you're praying, oh God, oh God, oh God, just give me money, just give me money. Some of us have had dreams where we saw all kinds of inventions. But you know what you did about it? It's to just come out and gist. So boy, I saw one kind of dream. Eh? The dimension I entered. But heaven goes sweet. Oh. It's not heaven. God is showing you what a man will create here. See, man, I saw one thing like this. If you just look at it, the thing will just change form. That must be heaven. It's because they have told you that those kinds of things are not possible on earth, so you are not thinking out. One day you will, if you live long enough, one day you will live and you will see that thing on the earth. I found out that the reason why it seems as if most inventions are done by unbelievers is because every time believers see them, they spiritualize it. Meanwhile, there is never anything that God ever does that He never shows a believer first. It is because most times they go from man to man to man to man to man to man, and all we think they are. Let me shock you. Do you know that it would have been possible for things like aeroplane, and all of those things to have manifested in the New Testament? Do you know? Yes. If you read Revelation, when John now begins to explain some of those things, and he'll be talking about the big birds, what do you think he saw? No, what do you think he saw? A lot of those things that they refer to, Daniel refers to as the beasts. What do you think they saw? So you will now be expecting that when the Antichrist comes, he will now look like a beast with four horns, like a goat. With for you to know that he's the Antichrist. It is that their civilization have limited the revelation. So even though they saw it, they just likened it to the things that have always been. I'm trying to help somebody here. Because you have seen things, but you didn't think that you can be the one to create it. So for many years, these inventions have been going from one believer to another, but we have spiritualized them. We think that it is just about, you know, when we get to heaven, on the marriage supper, let the saints gather. That's what you think. And then that continues for a while, then one day. Maybe it's even a believer who was even gisting with his unbelieving friend. Now, see, Kai, there was something I saw. I saw this thing. You know, I know heaven will be sweet. The moment the guy heard it, he said, wait, this thing is possible on earth. He now goes, and the first thing he begins to do is that he begins to invest his time. He begins to spend his time investing in the area of that revelation. Yes. He begins to spend his time investing in that revelation. Meanwhile, for the believer guy, you know, he's just waiting to get to heaven. Because they have told us, this world is not our home, we are just passing by. And Jesus will soon come. I heard a believer one day talking to a believer, saying, see, anybody who say he's going into politics has already marked his life for hell. I say, how did we get here? No wonder. No wonder we are the way we are. Meanwhile, the entire idea of government began from the church. But we have reduced ourselves to a level. Like Archbishop of Blessed Memory will say, you want to become, how did he put it? Is he heavenly minded and earthly useless? You are so heavenly conscious that you cannot do anything here. So when a man is trying to do something that looks like, okay, a solution to problem, we are thinking that that man is just being ambitious. Meanwhile, all of that thing will happen, you will not be at the mercy of that man tomorrow. And you're saying God is not good. Meanwhile, when God made Adam, he finished his work there. God finished his work in Adam. And so every day you pass by and you are looking at a tree, you are looking at the waters, you are looking at the animals, you are looking at the soil, and God is asking you, like he asked Adam, like he brought the animals before Adam and to see what he will call them. And God is trying to see what he will call them. It's just a tree now. Say, my people perish for lack of knowledge. They are my people. I'm not denying the fact that they are from me, but because they don't know, they are dying every day out of ignorance. Meanwhile, the Holy Ghost is our advantage. He's the spirit of revelation. And there are so many things that are in him that we have not explored yet. Don't limit your life to that textbook you are reading. There's much more. There are many more grounds to conquer, and it is possible. But the problem is that we think that this is just, we just came as normal men. But every man who is on this earth came as an answer to a problem. The question is, which answer are you solving? One of the major challenges that they had was the fact that even though the answer has been in us for many generations, We have failed to look at the raw materials that we carry, and we have refused to invest our time in it. Joel chapter 1. I'll show you something. Is the devil, though? Is the devil. Most of us, when we talk about revival in the last days, what we're thinking about is holding crusades and packing stadiums. We will all not pack stadia. No, we will all not pack stadiums and do, we will all not do that. There are many platforms. You didn't see recently when we had that one of those international sports, there's this lady in Nigeria, is it Ese Bruma or something, who won, she won gold too. So when she was interviewed, she was talking about, and then she began to talk about Jesus. Whether you like it or not, you have to hear her. It's a platform. Say, how did you get this? Say, Jesus. How we began to pray in the spirit. How we began to pray in the spirit. And then all of a sudden, what do you mean pray in the spirit? Come, we'll show you. We'll show you. So you can pray and pray in the Holy Ghost. And while you are praying, all of a sudden God will now tell you, you see, the race is two months from now. From now, eat Eba. From now till the next 1 month. After 1 month, stop eating Eba. And you're wondering what's happening. He's giving you a formula. It may not work for other people, but you see, the Holy Ghost is our advantage. He He said, when it is 2 days to this thing, take a fast, 6 to 6, and on the last day, break with a particular thing. Then you go for that place, and then you run. And then you now run faster than you usually would have run. And everybody's wondering, how did you become so good? It's the Holy Ghost. You see, there's so much God wants to do on the earth. Okay? Some of them will not be manifested in church. It's in the market. But you have refused that he used you to do it. You're saying, come to our church, take tracks. You, the devil just want to destroy your life. He don't want you to come to church where you will come and see the things of God. And God is saying, my friend, shut up. That's not how this one will come to church. It's not the tracks that you give. There's something in you that you need to manifest. You are an answer to a problem. Until you see it and solve it, this one will not come. The Jews sought for a sign, but the Greek is wisdom. I tell you, it's not everybody. It doesn't matter. See, thank God. And I love what NSPPD Jerry Eze is doing, but it's not everybody who will be converted by that. I tell you, it's not everybody who is sick. Some men are wealthy and they are healthy. Tomorrow they will tell you that, oh, forget all these things that you guys are doing, this is why nothing will happen. Some of those people, the only thing that will bring them to their knees are inventions. How a young man will come and sit down and tell them, do you know that this thing that you're doing, if you do it like this and do it like this and like this, this is what will come out of it. And he's wondering, my God, I've been doing this thing for 60 years and this has not happened. How did you find this out? He says, by the Holy Ghost. So let me show you how. There is a way that seemeth right to a man, and the end of it is destruction. But I have found out that there is that spirit in man. And the spirit of the Lord is the one that gives him inspiration. But we have refused. We have reduced our impact on our minds to just, you know, just this fear. We can pray in the spirit and be useful to our generation. Give them answers to their problems. And they can say about you like they said about Daniel. He's a man in whom is the spirit of the gods. The world is dreaming about many things, but they don't have an interpretation for them. The question is, who will be that man that God will use to give an answer to this problem? Some inventions have gotten to a point and they got stalked, but they are looking for men of the spirit. Joel chapter 1. The Bible said, verse 2, let's go from verse 2, we'll read to verse 4. The Bible said, hear this, ye old men, and give ear, all ye inhabitants of the land. Had this been in your days, or even in the days of your fathers? Tell ye your children of it, and let your children tell their children, and let their children tell another generation. And what would they tell them? That which the palmer worm had left, had the locust eaten. And that which the locust had left, had the canker worms eaten. And that which the canker worms had left, had the caterpillars eaten. The question is, what is that that they have ate? God is now speaking, and God is talking to his servant. And he's saying that, see, there is something our generation needs to do. We need to help our children to understand that life has not always been like this. There was a time when solutions were always preferred to problems, and there were our fathers that did those things. Now it seems as if our fathers are not doing so much. So he said, if you cannot change it, this is the only thing I want you to do. Just keep telling your children that, see, the reason why we are like this is because the enemy has eaten something. The enemy has eaten something. The question is, what did the enemy eat? Let them know that now we are old men, and the only thing that we have is regrets because we cannot produce anything. But let the children know. I'm speaking about revival, but I'm not speaking in the light of the one we've always known. Joel chapter 2,
Verse 25. God was speaking. And look at what God said. He said, let's read this together. 1, 2, 3, let's go. I will restore to you the what? That the who? So what the enemy has been eating were years. Listen to me. The devil knows that there is so much that has been put within your spirit, and he cannot stop that from happening. So the only thing he can do is to steal your time so that you don't invest it in the area of the raw material that is within you. He knows. So he allows you waste time. So you waste time. I will do it. I will focus. Study in that area. No, I will focus. So you keep wasting time. One day I went to a business place, and I saw an elderly man with gray hair on a laptop with pad playing game. I looked at him. I said, you don't know what you are doing to yourself. And you will leave this place and say, God is not good. Play football. He said, it's just that when you are waiting for some of this into a sport, I say, oh. You will now leave, and when you are 100, you will say, if I had known. When you want to talk about time, you use the word spend. Are we correct? How did you spend your time? And the reason why that word is used, spend, is because time is like money. Time is like money. I was explaining somewhere, and I was telling them, I said, if I'm thirsty and you sell water, and then I now say, hold this water, I now come to you. If I'm thirsty, I have money, I want to buy water. Okay? I come to you and I say, I'm thirsty. You know, that this is money does not mean that this will quench my thirst. Are we correct?
Yes.
If that my thirst must be quenched, then I would have to trade this in exchange for what I need. I can have money, but if I don't know how to exchange money for what will quench my thirst, I will be dying of thirst. Meanwhile, this has the power. It's called purchasing what? Power. Just like the Bible said that God has given us the power to get wealth. So this is called purchasing power. So now I'm thirsty. So I go to him. Now I hope you know that the value of this water will always vary. It will always vary. There are many things that will affect the price of this water. Apart from him, the level of thirst I have can also determine how much I'm willing to pay for this water. If this is the only man that has water to sell, and I have not drank water for many days, and this man tells me that it is 2,000 naira, even if I don't like it, if I need that water badly, what will I do? I will give him the 2,000. Now, the moment I give him the 2,000, I take the water. The 2,000 has left me, but now I have what I need, and this that I have is the evidence of the fact that I have traded money. I have spent money. So I go home with my water. Say, where did you go to? I went somewhere and I went to spend money. Sorry, help me give. I went to spend money on water. I have an evidence for the money I spent. The same way we spend money on water, that's the same way we spend time. Unfortunately for most of us, we spend our time and we don't receive anything in return. So imagine now that I'm saying I bought water, but then I'd give him my money, but I came back home and there was no water. Will you not think something is wrong with me? Some of you are here. You even pride in the fact that you are the senior in your house. When you meet people, you say, look at all these small boys. When did they born you? We have been here for 40 years. I'm 40 years old.
What you're actually saying is that I have spent 40 years. The question is, what did you get in exchange for the 40 years you spent? You are 18. I have spent 18 years. What have you gotten in exchange? What can you show for the 18 years that you have spent? If your life now, as it is checked, what will be the value? I'm not saying this because I want to condemn you. I want to charge you. Because there's a promise that the Lord gave here. He said, I will restore the years. The enemy did not eat your money. He didn't eat your car. He didn't eat your house. What he ate was years. All those many times you sat down and you were worrying for what was lost. It's more important to the devil than what was actually lost. So the devil knows that if he can keep you worrying, he comes for the things that will steal your time. So you have spent 5 years worrying for that relationship that did not work. Regretting, and you have not moved forward. What the devil stole was not a relationship. What he stole was your time. That time that can be invested in that which God has put within your spirit to be an answer to a generation. Notice what he said. He said, I will restore to you the years that the locusts had eaten, that the cankerworms and the caterpillars and the palmer worms. What did he call that years? What did he call it? My what? My great army. So if he restores the years, what will happen in the restoration? What you will see in the restoration is a great army. Are you hearing me? Some people have lived for 40 years, but they have not emerged. They have not emerged. They are still the bloody civilian celebrating 40 years of living, and God is saying that actually what I made you was a great army, but because the enemy stole your years, you are still limited where you are. But when I restore, then you will now find out that actually it was who you really are. That's my great army that the enemy ate. That the enemy ate. That 20 years that he wasted in worry, in bitterness, in anger. The devil knows who you are supposed to have been by now. But because you have refused to invest your time in the area of your raw material so they can produce the very thing that God wants to manifest in a generation, you are still where you are. Say, I wish. The reason why I've not moved forward is because of that guy that was with me. He wasted my time. He wasted my time. And you are still wasting your time. Why don't you leave that alone and trust the Lord to run on the heels of the angels? There is a mechanism in this kingdom that we can redeem time. There's nothing God wants to ever make on this earth that is not invested in a man. Guess what? That man could be you. That man is you. That's the advantage we have in the spirit. We can catch up. You can catch up. In whatever field you are in, you can catch up. The Holy Ghost is our advantage. The king Ahab had the best of chariots. He had run and had outrun and had gone ahead. Elijah was still there on his knees praying in the spirit. But the Holy Ghost is our advantage, because when we take off, we can overtake. I know you are a prophet, but listen to me, your prophetic grace is not on the pulpit. is to produce that which is in your spirit and make it a hardware in a generation. I'm not speaking to everybody. I'm speaking to those who really know that they have lost time. And they have been designed by God to be a great army, but years have been eaten up. So all they can do is to sit down in regret. So God said, don't worry. Just keep telling your children and telling your children, because one will rise one day who will realize that I can't continue wasting my time on what is not necessary. There's much more that God can do within my spirit. So while I'm praying in the Holy Ghost, I'm investing time in the area of my assignment and of my raw materials. You are not ordinary. You are not. You are not. The heavens is the Lord, and the earth had he given to the children of men. God, as far as the earth is concerned, as far as time is concerned, God has exhausted his creative ability in man. So God put Adam in a deep sleep, and out of him he brought out a rib, and out of that rib, just a rib, sir, just a rib, and out of that rib a woman was formed. Do you know the complexity of a woman? I want to deliver somebody out of the spirit of mediocrity. Refuse to settle where you are. You have dwelt on that mountain for too long. You can move forward. There's that which God has put within your spirit. It may be unique to you, but you may be, I mean, seeing all kinds of things. Hey, sit down with the Holy Ghost. Study in the area of your revelation. I wish I had time. There's some few things I wanted to share, but I can't share them now because there's no time. If God allows us, we'll continue next time. But you are not a normal man. As you are, tell yourself, I'm not a normal man. In me are many raw materials. In me are many raw materials. I will not leave this earth without manifesting them. I refuse. For most of you here, the devil has been eating your years. If you sit down with an old man who has not achieved anything in his life and you guys talk for a while, he will keep telling you how he would have done this, how he would have done that, how he would have done another thing, if not for this, if not for that. And let me tell you the truth, it's all because time was not invested in the area of the raw material that he carries. And I don't want you to end like that. So tomorrow you start telling your children how I would have done this. It doesn't matter how much time you have wasted. I came here to tell you today that we can catch up. We can catch up. And the Holy Ghost is our wings. It's our wings. He may be a fashion designer. All that you have seen is not all there is. They have taught you many things. What they taught you were the basics, is the foundation. There's something that you can find out. And when you begin to activate it, you will just realize that, this is not the end of it. Oh. As long as the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest. As long as this earth remains, discoveries will not end. As long as this earth remains, The best of man has not been seen yet. The question is, you, do you think you have exhausted your best? Nah. I tell you, if somebody takes this message that we preach to you, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years from now, the world will not believe what they are beholding from a man. It will look like an unbelievable one. You will look like a god. Actually, you are, because when God created man, he finished it on you. Whatever was left is in your vessel. Yes. Whatever is left is in your vessel. So anytime God wants to create, he puts a man to sleep. And for a lot of you, God has been putting you to sleep. And when he puts you to sleep, he shows you things. You wake up and you refuse to manifest it because you think that what he was showing you will be seen in heaven. It's too supernatural to be ordinary. God has been putting you to sleep and showing you all kinds of things you have refused to manifest. I came to stretch you today. I came to stretch you. I came to do a major operation on your life so that rib can come out and whatever God wants to create.
Ebaratos kibamante biato sabia.
You are a salesman. You have not seen the best of God yet. Elabre kafumbre este. Eradabake ikomambreste viobrae. Aradabangresto velande kepi barata. I came to stretch you. This is not the end of you. This is not the best of you. There's so much that God wants to do, and he can do it through your life. Whatever that is that the enemy has been limiting, that spirit of mediocrity, that limitation. That average mentality, that average mindset. Yes, you are a prayer warrior, but that's not all. You are a solution provider. You are an answer to the problem of a generation. And there is grace for invention. There is grace for invention. And God is releasing that in a generation. That's how revival. Lord. Rabama pake bombre ka bombre este. Erekete bombre ke bombre ka bombre ke mapaladume. Erekote bera bombre skobe mapaela baya. Lord, Lord, no, no. I've settled on this mountain for too long. No, no. I can't continue like this. Rode bakombre se fode. Rekete bombre ete mambre etobe nakaba. Shoberada barata. Adote me mambe, regedem broskope mambre ete mambre kabaela. I understand better than my teachers. I understand better than my teachers. I understand better than my teachers. I understand better than my mentors. I rise above the limitations of my field. There is a creative ability that is within me. I will not leave this world the way I met it. No. There is an answer in my spirit.
There is an answer in my spirit. I came to lift you out. Of every yoke of limitation. Oh, Radabambe, Rigede Bereke de Mompe, Ekema Prande Kopae, Radadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadadad Papa. Your family is delivered out of every average mentality by the Holy Ghost. Been anointed and empowered to empower you in the area of your assignment. There's more that can be done. Aya. Shabarada bala kabarata. Every form of laziness that have limited you from pressing into your assignment, that chain breaks now.
Alada.
Yeah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You see, when David came in contact with Goliath, and then Saul was going to give David an equipment that looked like the best of equipment for a warrior to be able to fight Goliath. These are equipment that the soldiers already had, and they could not confront him. David said, "Sir, my king, you see this one that you are giving me? Thank you, but I have not proved it yet." It means that, listen. It means that there is this one that I have been using since. Even though it didn't feel like people have been seeing me, I may not have been popular, but I have invested time in this one. I may look like a young boy. I may look younger than Goliath, but in experience, I didn't start today. I may be the underdog in size, but not in experience. I have been doing this in the bush for a while. Every form of laziness. You can be anointed by God, but you are lazy. You cannot attend to these matters when God begins to bring them to you. Every form of laziness, any chain that have held you bound and has kept you in this valley of mediocrity. Barate for barata madoka barata. Ade telemande radata le de borade mateba. You are designed a giant. You are designed a great army, but you have not emerged. Ahelamom pevekubaraya. Tonight is your night. Tonight is your night. Tonight is your night. Tonight you will run. You will pursue. You will overtake. And you will recover all. You will not only pray in tongues, you will see what you should do. You will pray, yes, but you will also see what you should do. The spirit of understanding and interpretation of revelation to activate possibilities so you can be a help, so you can be a solution to your generation. Yes. 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 The Lord is commanding eyes to open for inventions. The Lord is commanding eyes to open for inventions. The Lord is commanding eyes to open for inventions. No. No. You are not only a prophet to see witches in the village. No. Your eyes are not only open for you to be seeing black pots every night. No. Your eyes will open to see what God is about to do in the dispensation and the part that you have to play, even in inventions. In the name of Jesus. We need to go. In the name of Jesus. When next? We'll continue if the Lord permits. I would begin to speak on certain other areas. In connection to this, if the Lord permits, we'll do that. Oh, my goodness. Lift up your hands everywhere. I'll do these few things quickly and then I'll go. Just lift up your hands everywhere. The Lord begins to speak to me right now. And he's beginning to talk about somebody. And he's saying that your own case. He's saying that your own case. Fayate. What is about to happen to you is not even about revelations or dreams. Is that God will lead you to a place. And where he's leading you to is the place of your fortune. Help, just help. Oh my goodness, please leave those chairs. Help quickly so you don't injure yourself. That God is leading you to a place. Help. Your legs, you don't know how you got there. So even if people are asking you, how did you make it like this? You say, I don't know. I just went out. I met some people and they were just talking about this, and that's how I became a part of it. And look at where we are now. He will lead you. Help the person who wants to run now. He will lead you. He will lead. Help. He will lead. It's a grace for divine direction. In the name of Jesus, we need to go. We need to go. All eyes closed very quickly. You can keep your hands down, everybody. Leave here expecting. He will lead you, I assure you. All kinds of connections. Your hands will not reject abundance. Your head will not reject favor. All eyes closed very quickly. I need to go. Please keep your hands down, everybody. All eyes closed. Just keep your hands down, everybody. If you are here and you're not born again, very quickly, we need to be out of here now. There's no need to waste time. Help, 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 help. Oh my goodness. Sorry. You're here and you're not born again. All eyes closed, please, very quickly. We need to go. You're not born again. You don't have a relationship with Jesus. You know that if he comes now, you're not going. Or even if he doesn't come, he cannot use you the way you are. Or maybe at some point you were born again, but you backslided. And you want to say, I don't want to live like this. I cannot continue like this. Or maybe you are here and you are not just even sure if you're born again or not. You can be sure before you leave this place. It is impossible for you to maximize time if you're not even born again. Any other thing you do is a waste of time. And you want to say, please, can you pray with me? I want to be born again. I want to leave here today knowing that my relationship with Jesus has been sorted out. As all eyes are closed, I want to pray for you. If you are like that, I want you to lift your hand above your head. God bless you. I can see a hand there. If you're joining them, join quickly. I want to pray. I'm waiting for you. You say, I want to be born again. Oh, I'm not sure. God bless you. I can see a hand there. God bless you. I can see a hand. God bless you. If your hand is lifted, please. If your hand is lifted, please just stand and let your hand just be up. If your hand is lifted, a slip would have been handed over to you. If they have not yet, they will. Just keep your hand lifted very quickly. I want to pray. If you're joining them, join quickly. God bless you. I can see hands lifted. I don't know if a slip has not been given to you. Please, very quickly. Just stand if your hand is lifted. Stand if you can. Keep your hands up. Keep it up. We would pray. Very quickly, if a slip was handed over to you, it's not our norm, but I do it anytime I'm instructed of the Lord. I want you to come. Come for wherever you are. Can we put our hands together for them? Pick your Bibles, pick your slip. Just come quickly. Put your hands together for them. Celebrate them. They are joining the very family of God. It's nothing to be ashamed of. If you want to join them, please do that quickly. Do that quickly. You want to join them, do that quickly. Now, if you're out, I want you to just talk to God yourself. Tell him, Lord, I'm sorry. Keep your hands lifted. Just say, Lord, I'm sorry for my wrong. Yes, I'm sorry. Forgive me. Forgive me. Just say it in your own way. I will lead you to pray, of course, but just say it in your own way. Say, Lord, forgive me. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Talk to him. Begin to round it up. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, I want you to say after me. Just say, Lord Jesus, I come to you as I am. I'm sorry for my wrong. I acknowledge that you died for me. You shed your blood for me. And today I have come to accept your life. I ask that from now henceforth, you be my Lord and my Savior. And I will be your son and your daughter. Use me for your glory. In the name of Jesus. I'm praying for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for these precious lives. Now, you who is able to keep us from falling and has kept us, you will keep them from falling. You will use them for your glory. The power of sin is broken from off your life. From today henceforth, I decree, as the Bible has said, that the path of the just is as a shining light that shines more and more unto the perfect day. So shall your life be. You will never know a better yesterday. You rise from glory to glory in God by the Spirit of the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you. Now, very quickly, please, you just follow this young man here. They will lead you and say some few words and just pray with you. Put your hands together for them. Please celebrate them. So, please, like we said, next week is Holy Ghost Miracle Service. Please invite as many people as you can. Don't come alone. And come open. Hallelujah. Come open for what the Lord is doing. And as we also said, please ensure that you follow our social media platforms and engage them and keep building it, especially YouTube, to see how God will help us. Put your hands together for Jesus.
What a joy it was having you on this journey, and I believe you were blessed. For more of our messages, you can follow us on our social media platforms. Our Facebook handle is @TFHOL. And our Telegram handle is also @TFHOL. For more inquiries, you can call us on +234 8080 8400 80. God bless you. Bye.